A few years ago, my family and I were getting prepared to go backpacking. And as you know, backpackers try to eliminate weight. They don't, you know, they cut off the end of the toothbrush and all of those type of things. Only take one change of clothes for a five-day trip. And that's not a complete set. That's just the essentials. So they do try to eliminate waste or weight. And my Bible weighs about a pound and a half, and we were going to be Sabbathing there. So I needed a Bible. So I said, I need a small little Bible that doesn't weigh a pound. Maybe I can get one that weighs a few ounces, and that'll cut back some weight. I won't have to carry it up the mountain. So I looked online, and all the Bibles that were real small and, you know, lightweight, they were missing the Old Testament. They were missing the Old Testament. You can get all kinds of nice, thin little Bibles that weighed a few ounces, but no Old Testament. As a matter of fact, if you're a member of the armed forces, when you get into the armed forces, there's always usually the Gideons or some Bible association that will hand you a Bible as part of your kit, and the Bible is always missing the Old Testament. You go to a hotel room. Some of them, in some hotels, you have a complete New Testament, the Psalms, but no Old Testament. It's missing the Old Testament. Matter of fact, many churches claim that all you need now is the New Testament, that you don't even need the Old Testament, that the Old Testament has been done away with, and it's obsolete for Christians today. Question, do you only really need the New Testament? In this sermonette, we're going to answer the question, is the Old Testament important? We're going to look at that question today. First thing, you need the Old Testament in order to recognize Christ. You need the Old Testament to recognize Christ. Let's go to John. John chapter 7. Now, I'm going to be giving you several scriptures, and I want you to consider that these scriptures, even though they're out of the New Testament didn't exist when these scriptures and these events that I'm talking about were taking place. John chapter 7. And we're going to read beginning in verse 40. Mine has a little heading. It says, who is he? Therefore, many from the crowd, when they heard this saying, said, truly, this is a prophet. This was Jesus having a discussion with the religious leaders. And the people said, this man is a very important religious leader. Others said, no, this is the Christ. He's the Messiah. Another said, well, wait a minute. Is Christ supposed to come out of Galilee? This man's out of Galilee. I mean, that's not the Christ. Has not the scripture in verse 42 said that the Christ comes from the seed of David and from the town of Bethlehem where David was? This can't be the Christ. He lives in Galilee. So there was a division among the people because of him. Now I want you to notice that the people were referencing where the Messiah was coming from, not from the New Testament. They were referencing it from the Old Testament. They were going back to the Old Testament prophecies about where Christ was going to be born and when and all of those things and looking at that. Some people did not recognize Christ because they did not know the scripture's relationship to him. Let's look at Matthew chapter 2 for another example of this. Matthew chapter 2. And the scriptures they're talking about, brethren, were not the book of, you know, Acts and Peter and all those. Those were the books of the Old Testament. Matthew chapter 2. And we're going to look in verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Ah, there you are. This Jesus they were talking about or talking to was indeed born in Bethlehem. So without the Old Testament, you would not know where Jesus was born. And knowing where Jesus was born helps you to identify if Jesus was the true Messiah. So the first thing is you need the Old Testament to recognize or to identify Christ. Second, knowing Christ and the Old Testament scriptures was all that was needed for salvation. You might say, wait a minute. What about Revelation and Acts and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Let me ask you a question. Were the disciples granted eternal life? Yes, they were. They met the requirements for eternal life. There was no New Testament when they met these requirements. So really, to be technical, with the Old Testament and with God's Spirit, you could be saved. Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, because the New Testament was not canonized. It didn't become a scroll or a book until many, many years after the death of Jesus Christ. Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. And this is an interesting scripture. It's read to us by all the Protestants who say that the Old Testament has been done away with. That you don't need the Old Testament. Matter of fact, the commandments have been done away with too. Part of the Old Testament, right? And so they read this scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, and perseverance. This is a scripture that shows that the scriptures had doctrine in them. Let's go to, that was in 1 Timothy, I'm sorry. Let me go to 2 Timothy where it should be. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 3:10. There you go. All right, but that's not where I want to be. Oh, it's bad. I should just keep reading is what I should do. It said, verse 14, but you must continue in the things which you have learned. You know, the apostles, Timothy, was taught by Paul. What did he learn? And from the childhood, you have known the Old Testament. You know, that wasn't the book of Acts and, you know, John and Luke and Galatians. Didn't exist at the time. That from a childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which were the Old Testament, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So the Old Testament Scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation. Because Paul, writing to Timothy, told him, hey, those Scriptures that you've known since you were a little boy, which was before even Christ was around probably, those Scriptures will help you to be saved. Verse 16. What scripture? All scripture, which is the Old Testament. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That you and I, what? May be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. All these scriptures that we've been reading about that will make you wise to salvation, that Timothy has known since he was a child, they were all the Old Testament scriptures. The other scriptures didn't exist at the time. And these scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation. Paul was saved. And I mean that in the correct way. He was going to be in the first resurrection. And there was no New Testament when he was preaching. There was only the Old Testament. And the Old Testament is able to make you saved or save you. 2 Timothy was written about 65 AD. The book of Revelation, prophecy and all of that, wasn't written until about 90 AD, about 25, 30 years later. So the books of the Bible didn't get canonized till the apostles, many of them were dead. Let me read you what it says out of Haley's Bible Handbook about the Old and the New Testament. This is Haley's Bible Handbook, page 405. I have the old edition, 1965, which is a very good one. This is a section called Between the Testaments, the Old Testament canon. In Jesus' day, this book was called the Scriptures and was taught regularly and read publicly in synagogues. It was commonly regarded among the people as the Word of God. Jesus himself repeatedly called it the Word of God. What was the Word of God? The Old Testament. In the New Testament, there are about 300 quotations from these Scriptures. And no book outside of these scriptures is thus quoted in the New Testament with the single exception of words of Enoch in the book of Jude. And so what Haley's Bible Handbook is saying is that in Jesus' time, the Word of God was the Old Testament. So when Jesus talks about the Word of God, when the apostles talked about God's Word and God's Word doing this and that, what it's really referring to is the Old Testament, not the New Testament. New Testament did not exist. Many of your Protestants will tell you, oh yeah, all you need is the Scriptures. Well, technically, all you need is the Old Testament scriptures. And they were mentioned here in the book of 2 Timothy. In the Old Testament, if you knew the Old Testament, this is what you would know. You would know that the Messiah was going to come from David's family. You would know that the Messiah was going to be born of a virgin. These are not in the New Testament. These are all in the Old Testament. You would know that he was going to be born in Bethlehem. You would know that he was going to sojourn in Egypt. You know that he would live in Galilee and also at Nazareth. There was a big to-who about, well, he's from Nazareth. The Messiah's not coming out of Nazareth. That his coming would be announced by an Elijah-like herald, John the Baptist. He would be betrayed by a friend for 30 pieces of silver. That he would be given vinegar and gall. And that his side would be pierced. And many, many other prophecies, all out of the Old Testament. So the Old Testament identifies the Messiah. And it also is all you need technically for salvation. Third point. The New Testament is not complete by itself. There are some things mentioned in the New Testament that if you don't understand the Old Testament, they don't make sense. The New Testament enlarges on Old Testament themes. It enlarges on them. For example, let's go to Revelation chapter 18. Let's say all you had was a New Testament. Like, you know, the one I wanted to buy when I was going to go backpacking, which I ended up not buying. What I ended up doing was just making copies of the scriptures I needed. And I had like about a half an ounce of the Word of God instead of a couple of ounces. Worked out very nice. Revelation chapter 18. That's how I solved my problem. Revelation 18. Notice Revelation 18. We're looking at the concept that the New Testament is not complete. Revelation 18. And in verse 2. This is the next chapter we're going to cover in our prophecy series. But notice Revelation chapter 18, verse 2. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. There's no more New Testament scripture than this one. Babylon the great is fallen and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. If you don't have the Old Testament, what's an unclean bird? You don't know. Because the New Testament doesn't tell you. You got to go to the Old Testament and look up scriptures in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. So without the Old Testament, you wouldn't know what an unclean bird was. Let's go to another example. Zechariah. The book of Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 14. Look at Zechariah chapter 14. And notice verses 16. Last couple of verses right before Malachi. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which come up against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the king, the feast of hosts, and to keep the feast of tabernacles. And then it talks about no rain. And then in verse 18, you know, the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in. They shall have no rain. They shall receive the plague from which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. The fact that the holy days are going to be kept in the millennium is not in the New Testament. That is in the Old Testament. And the reason that your Protestants don't understand about the millennium is because they throw away the Old Testament. There are many scriptures written in the Old Testament about the millennium and what's going to happen during the millennium. So the New Testament is not complete by itself. The New Testaments are two parts of a whole. They are like a husband and a wife. They are incomplete without each other. Without the Old Testament, we could not completely identify Christ or some of the characteristics of the coming kingdom. So the answer to the question, is the Old Testament important? Yes, it is. It is very important. And you need the Old Testament to have a complete understanding of God's plan for you.